This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. All right, coming up, we'll get to you people here. And we have to give away the Phillies tickets to the game on Tuesday, Y2K night, which is one of my favorite Phillies nights of the year. Y2K night with, who is it? Sean LeClaire, Mark Jackson, and Ike Reese changing bases.
And Nelly.
What's your most exciting part of that?
I never guessed your first concert, by the way. Never even tried. You might just have to tell me at this point.
So I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
It was a two-person concert, like two acts in the concert. And they were two of, I believe, the first 10 members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not going to get this one.
The first concert I ever saw was Chuck Berry and Little Richard.
Wow. How old were you?
I was...
What, in 1950?
Did you get brought to this concert, or did you request to go?
I got brought.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
So do you have any recollection of it?
Brought with like a friend. It wasn't like
I'm
my
saying,
parents.
But did you ask your parents to go? Were you like, I want to go see whoever those two people you just said were?
I wasn't that young. I was in high school. I went with friends.
So that's what I mean.
But it was someone else's idea, and I was just like, I'll go.
All right.
Yeah.
I think that counts then.
They were awesome in concert. A little older. Yeah, I'm not sure how much energy they had left. But
not going to lie, I can't name any of their songs.
Oh, come on. You know some of their songs.
You know, like, Johnny Be Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You probably have to know Johnny.
I'm sure if I heard it, I would.
Okay.
I'm not really a fan of like the old rock and roll. Like, I just don't ever listen to it.
But you probably have heard it.
I agree. Maybe in a commercial or something.
I forget. Wasn't it recently you were on the morning show and there was a song that, like, you thought
Stairway
you,
to Heaven.
Which...
Well, we did that, remember? Then?
Yeah, that's right. But you guys played it on the morning show, I thought.
Maybe.
I think it was like the same week you were on the morning show and
Seems
it came
like
up
like their
there.
Type of music.
Yeah,
wouldn't shock
well,
me.
Of course it does. All right. Before we go any further, we had some news yesterday in the NFL, but it obviously pertains particularly could to the NFC East. TJ Watt, Elliott, got paid yesterday. What was it, like four more years, $120-something million?
Yeah,
or 3 years.
The Eagles were never going to give him that amount of money. So but we did the whole TJ Watt, you know, could they?
Yeah.
I just don't think, you'll ever see the Eagles pay an edge that type of money.
What if they have one that's worth it? Let's just move on.
And then maybe. I mean, Howie's never done it. For as much as they value the position, they've never paid top of market money for an edge rusher.
You're right. But they also have never had, in Howie's time here, they've never drafted and developed that kind of player.
Yeah. I mean, Nolan Smith is who we're talking about.
And BG was very good, but he obviously wasn't paid like that in his time. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
Well, Trent Cole, maybe. Although that wouldn't have been Howie.
Right. It's kind of interesting that they haven't drafted and developed that kind of player. They do well at all.
Yeah.
And they get good ones, but they don't get.
Well, they believe in rotating them.
Yeah, and they also spent their higher draft capital on tackles, right? Jalen
yep,
Carter,
defensive tackles, Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis.
Yeah. They don't spend that on the edges there.
No.
But it does do one thing. It keeps him in Pittsburgh. Because the team I kept looking at to say maybe they would trade for him would be Washington.
Yeah.
But Kyle brought this up yesterday, maybe that they settled on Von Miller when they realized they weren't going to be able to trade for TJ Watt.
Agreed.
Yeah. The next domino to fall in the NFL is going to be the Micah Parsons contract. He's going to be the next edge rusher to get paid here. Let's listen to, and I'm not making this up, this is Micah Parsons on the Undertaker's podcast talking about his future contract with the Cowboys.
How are we coming along with the contract, man? We gotta... Can you talk about it? Because look, I listen. He had to drink. He had to get a drink of water. Yeah. That's not a good sign.
We obviously want to get done early. We want that relief off our backs, but obviously ownership is always going to make it drag out, make it more complicated than it has to be. Lack of communication in that standpoint. But you know, I just always say, God has me this far. He ain't done with me yet. So you know, I just keep working, keep going, and then when it come, I'm gonna be ready. But you know, it ain't gonna be no drop off.
It seems like to me. Like they would want to get it done because there's a few other contracts out there that are going to probably say what you're going to end up getting paid.
I would never understand it. We wanted to do the contract last year. They're just kind of like, we want to do Dak and CD. And then you go out there, perform again. And then, you know, you would think like, all right, we'll get it done early. We know there's some guys that's about to get ready to get repaid, like Miles, you know, Max is gone. So you would think like, hey, let's get ahead of that. You know what I mean? I just never understand, you know, when guys come into the league and they're consistent and they, you know, they perform well, why they got such an urge. But then there's guys that just have one good year or maybe two good years and it's just like they get it right away. And now, even now, you got TJ and Max and all these other guys is getting paid and you can't want us to take less because you just decided to wait, you know?
You know what? I don't have any doubt. You're going to get what you deserve to get. And I can't wait for you to do that, man.
Yeah, I mean, Undertaker
clearly knows ball, by
locked
the way.
Locked in,
He is, like, talking about contract comparisons, who's getting paid, who's not. He's not just doing this for fun.
Undertaker more of a pro than I thought. He even brought
That's
the audience into that. Micah took a sip of his water before answering.
Exactly,
I mean, he really painted the whole
picture.
He's
talking while the guy's drinking.
Yeah, I just, if you had told me there'd be a day where Micah Parsons was on the Undertaker's podcast, I wouldn't have bought it.
Although, it seems Micah's pretty open to doing podcasts.
The
bar doesn't seem super, super high for Micah to go on.
Let me ask this. So we know Crosby got a lot of money, Garrett, and now Watt, and soon it'll be Micah Parsons. Do you think, how much do you think this affects how much Jalen Carter gets? Different position, but both, you know, pass
rushers. A lot, because I think Jalen's going to want to be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. When he signs, if he has the year,
so this all impacts it.
Yeah. So if he has the same year in 2025 that he did in 2024, he will be able to demand the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. So what Micah gets, absolutely, I think impacts Jalen Carter. But the other thing is, and I don't think Nolan Smith will be at this level yet, but let's say Nolan Smith has 15 sacks this year. Now you'd say that's crazy, but I think he had 10 in his final 11 or 12 games or something like that. If he has a ton of sacks, a former first round pick, body type you look for in an edge, young, you wonder what he can demand.
Well, and I think sometimes we forget because he was the second first round pick. He's also contracted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just the same as Jalen Carter. They both can get extensions.
Yeah. So there is that. But the other thing too is just you listen to Micah and you wonder if the Eagles are just might never have interest in having him on the team.
Well, he's a goof.
The public talking about contracts and also just like the public analysis of how the front office is handling it, I just can't imagine the Eagles ever being
crazy.
A fan of that.
All right, so he's not crossed the line yet because he's still a great player, but he will eventually cross the line to more of a podcaster than a football player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does really make you wonder. I know we all like to clown the Cowboys and they're not that well run. Why they're not paying him? Because it seems like...
Well, they did this with Dak. I mean, they're stupid.
It seems like a no-brainer. And then they paid Dak too late. Well, and I think they've honestly reached a point where I don't know if it's smart for them to pay Micah.
Well, maybe if they have another bad year, they just decide to fully rebuild and they use Micah to
and trade.
Trade
him for the assets, yeah.
Well, that's certain. Maybe it is. Maybe that's where they're going.
So he's
going
to do the Travis transition, the Travis Kelce transition.
Because Travis
from player to podcaster.
Has transitioned. Well, he's a podcaster now.
Yeah, but Travis dates the biggest star in the world.
No, right. And he's older and he had his full career.
Separate issues.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if Micah, you know, to take off that way, I think you.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I mean,
fair.
Paul, what's Paul George now? More of a podcaster or a basketball player?
Well, he's definitely more of a podcaster.
Yeah, he's totally a podcaster. Yeah. This happens to players.
Joel's a storyteller.
Joel's. Sometimes your career goes in a different direction. Yeah. And that's what happened to those guys. Joe and Mayfair is up. Hey, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, always a pleasure. Good afternoon, everybody.
What's up, Jeff?
You know, everything always comes back to Jalen Hurts, and I don't know why. It's like we can't get rid of the conversation. So
it's kind of like how we talked about McNabb for 20 years until we had Carson, and then we had Jalen.
You know, I had the greatest comparison here in Philly. And, you know, back in the 80s, you had Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas, John Stockton, and then you had Maurice Cheeks. Mo wasn't top three point guard of his entire time, but he was absolutely crucial in leading the 80-83 Sixers to two championship rounds, one finals win, and playing with a ton of talent around him to where Moses had to come in to put us over the top, just like Saquon Barkley. But we never talked about Maurice Cheeks or never even think about Maurice Cheeks as not being other than the great player, right fit, floor general, leader, knew how to get the ball in the right hands to everybody that was needed. But in the fourth quarter, when you needed a key steal or a key basket, he didn't fail. Sound a little familiar with our quarterback here?
So, Joe, I think it's interesting comparison. And I wasn't old enough then to be part of the discourse then, like about him, but I understand your point. Now, I think part of it is the way the sports news cycle has changed. I don't think then that there was an ESPN list ranking the top point guards, and people were annoyed that Maurice Cheeks was so low, buried behind all the names you mentioned. He was appreciated here. Now there's all this discourse, which comes back to the way he's discussed, upset.
But this is Philadelphia. This is a national. Philadelphia loves people that put the work in, check mark. People that like to have them hold themselves accountable, check mark.
Sure.
People like a leader in this town that can lift people up, check mark. People love players in this city that when the spotlight's on them in big moments, come through and not crawl under a rock.
Check mark.
I don't understand when it comes to what you want the face of your franchise to be, not like Joel Embiid, not like it was Eric Lindros or McNabb. Name me the face of a franchise other than Jalen that has stepped up to the plate or on the field in every way, shape, or form and has not crumbled when you needed him the most.
Joe,
please name me one.
Joe, you're a smart guy.
Yes.
You're killing me here. Nobody's saying they don't want Jalen as the quarterback, though. Nobody's saying that.
I'm talking in Philadelphia legends. He has done things in four seasons that we wished other top athletes in this town did for 15 years.
No crap, Joe. Nobody's saying he didn't. We're just saying he's not one of the two best quarterbacks in the league.
No, we're talking the top five list, Kyle, in this town.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
In this town for the last 25 years, he's accomplished more in four seasons than anybody has in their whole career.
So you'd have him in the top five overall?
No question.
Yep, agreed.
How could you not?
Facts.
Hold on, Joe.
You told me Utley on the phone.
Hold on. We also have to realize every list,
bait and switch.
Every list or every 25-year span or whatever has a lot of context to it. Like this last 25 years includes Brian Dawkins. It includes Allen Iverson. It includes Jason Kelsey. It includes Lane Johnson. Like, it's not like there's like nobody here that was any good. So yes, all you said is true. But like in hold on. Yeah. In the 80s, you mentioned what we had with Maurice Cheeks, but there also was Mike Schmidt. Like, you have to, the context of every conversation includes who's part of the discussion. So like, it's not just an automatic spot for Jalen Hurts. There's been a lot of great players here, Hall of Fame players.
Joe, what is the number one sport in this city?
The Eagles, Philadelphia. This is the NFL.
What is the number one most vilified position in all of sports?
Quarterback.
There you go.
Who is the number one quarterback vilified the most in the last 25 years in this town when
McNabb.
They first got the job? No, when they first got the job.
McNabb got booed at the draft.
No, I'm talking when he first got the job.
So I'll add context. I don't think
he's talking about Jalen taking over for Carson.
Let me add the context.
Jalen couldn't do the job.
I think by the time they literally put Jalen on the field in Green Bay, people were done with Carson. Yeah. But the day they drafted Hurts, that I understand your point. That week, people lost
people
their minds.
People believed McNabb could do the job. People never believed Hurts could do it,
including his own team, by the way.
In four seasons, he's been there twice in a winning percentage about 80%,
yes,
and has done nothing in this city except love it when they hate him. That is,
who's hating Jalen anymore?
Oh my God, people still don't give Jalen the respect that he deserves.
Yeah, that's true. You guys can say you don't do it as much, but I'm saying Joe is correct.
He's the leader
this.
Of the best franchise in Philly sports over the last 25 years,
yeah,
and he runs the show. He sets up the pass protection. He audibles to get Barkley those 80-yard runs. He wasn't Lane Johnson at the tush push in the Rams game that cost him a touchdown to seal the win. Instead, they had to kick a field goal. But people don't break up that false start on the tush push that almost cost the Eagles that game. It's Jalen's passing ability in that game almost cost them. We don't bring up the other players who dropped the ball against the Washington or Barkley's drop against Atlanta when they should have been 3-1.
AJ's drop against the Rams.
Hold on, they got the ball again in the Atlanta game. He threw a pick.
We're also talking,
they had the ball left.
Yeah, but the game would have been over if Saquon
won. Talking out of both sides of our mouth, though, because we're going to say Jalen should get credit for when they win, but then if somebody else makes a mistake, why aren't we talking about the mistake that somebody else made? Jalen either gets it all or he gets none of it.
Well, he should get all of it, but they just almost always win.
Okay.
They do.
I know they do. But by the way, a lot of those things where Joe went on that little rant about checkbox this, checkbox that, a lot of those are Chase Utley too,
yeah,
except he was a better player for a longer period of time.
Yes, he was. Joe, good phone call.
I don't know if he was definitely a better player.
He was a better player.
He was.
The resume speaks differently.
The resume is the same, except Utley's is arguably better.
I have a thought before we get to you people. And this is about Jalen, but it could be about Jason Kelsey, who left and then they won without him. At some point, do we start thinking differently about these players because the Eagles are a machine?
That's a good question.
Like Alabama and Georgia in college football, they have all these great players. And guess what happens when the great players leave? They just keep winning.
But the difference is the Eagles have not really been a machine. I mean, like,
well, they're kind of in it now.
No, yes, now I agree. Like 22, I think, is when they started becoming a machine. Prior to that, while they were one of the better franchises still, they were not making deep playoff runs every year. They were making the playoffs every year, but they were not winning games every year. They weren't winning the division every year. They have become a machine in 22.
I'm just like, it hit me when...
But that's when Jalen became the quarterback.
Yeah, that's part of it. I'm just saying it hit me when Kelsey left and I was concerned and I was like, they're fine.
Right. They're operating at a high level right now. No question about it.
I'm not saying they're the 80s Niners, but at some point if Jalen's not here and they win a Super Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, they had Joe Montana and then Joe Montana left and then they won another Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I think it speaks to the franchise they've become. All right, let's check in with you people here.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Is it a shock to anybody that you people has devolved into crying, arguing, name-calling, personal attacks?
Sounds like another day on there.
Over the
about
quarterback.
Jalen?
Yeah, well,
just,
that's the start of it.
Or just me and Joe.
Well, those were coming anyway, but whenever it's a lot of Jalen Hurts stuff, people get very, very upset.
Yeah.
Very, very upset.
Sensitive. Sensitive.
Yes. I would like to... I want to give out a warning to you people here.
Okay.
Because we get a lot of this on like Twitter, just social media in general. Like, I'm not listening to this. Or like, I stopped listening to that. You know what they just added in the you people chat?
Oh, no.
Your stats. as to how often you listen.
Oh, really?
And contribute and like join in the thing. So like,
so you know,
you'll get
facts.
A guy with
so
like
you
a,
can look at a user and see how long.
Yeah, you'll get a symbol next to their name, like number one listener, number two listener, and they're like, I can't stand this show.
Right. Yeah.
So you're all being exposed.
Okay.
For the frauds that you
we
are.
We have the facts.
Yep.
Some stats here.
My shirt getting a lot of heat today.
I actually think in person, I can't say how it looks on air, but it looks nice.
Thank
it's
you.
A nice shirt.
It's a little wrinkled.
Yeah, it is a little wrinkled.
I can't
wrinkled.
Tell from what my angle. Is it a polo or more like a collared
well,
shirt?
Well, it's a $3 thrift store shirt.
But like, would you say it's more?
I think it's a regular button-up shirt.
Yeah.
Button down, yeah, short sleeve.
Yeah. Wait, button down. Button up.
What's the difference? Yeah.
It's called a button up. It's not called a button down.
Okay. Is there really a difference?
Yeah, I think there is.
I guess so.
Two different names.
I like button down better.
I never hear people say that.
Well, hold on. How do you do your buttons? From the bottom up or the top down?
I think that's irrelevant.
Oh, I do
it's
the
called
up,
a button yeah. up.
When you button your shirt, do you do the button top or the bottom first?
I do the top first.
Then you're buttoning down.
I agree, but that's not what it's called. It's just not what it's called. I don't know what to tell you. We can do a Twitter poll. Everyone calls it a button up.
I think I've heard both.
I think it matters the direction you go with your buttons. Otherwise, you're just a fraud.
I'm just letting you know, okay. If you go to a store and say button down, I think they'd be a little confused.
I think they know exactly what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Kyle.
I'm disappointed in Kyle today. Don't care.
Nice.
Disappointed in all of you every day. The feeling is mutual. I don't know if this has been going on the entire show, but at the beginning of the program, the stream kept cutting back to an empty table at the Borgata.
Nice.
Which must have been pretty creepy.
Well, this morning, I think if I'm correct,
yeah, you're right, yeah.
I'm correct. Richie was in here.
Correct, Richie.
But the
was
morning,
in here.
The rest of the morning show was there, so they had like split screens. So maybe they didn't know where we were. They thought we were at the Borgata.
Is there audio? Is it like us talking? While
I don't. You know, I'm sure we could. I could probably find it in the stream. But like, it's all talking. Like,
well, we put up a clip. All the stuff's probably gone too. Like all the WIP stuff.
Oh, everything's out. Yeah,
we put up a clip of us arguing the first segment. It's just an empty chair at the Borgata.
Yeah, exactly.
We're all screaming. Never forget, Joe put Dan Campbell ahead of Nick Sirianni.
I did. I think he's a better coach.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Still?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did this recently. That's crazy.
They went 15-2.
Elliot. Let Dan Campbell do it one time without coordinators that carry it.
So here's my perspective on things. I believe what you are until you do it different. And if he sucks this year, I'll just drop him down my list.
That's fair, but Nick has a better resume as well.
That's fine. He has an easier job.
I don't think he does.
He coaches the Eagles.
Dan Campbell coaches the Lions. The Lions have a ton of talent.
Could you imagine 5 years ago saying someone won 15 games in a season with the Lions?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, well,
yeah.
It's like walking on football water.
I agree with
They're
that.
The Lions.
You could have said that over 25 that. Years ago about the Eagles, though. But franchises they, changed.
Right, but
you could have said that in 2020 about right. the Eagles.
The Eagles had won a Super Bowl 3 years before he got
your
here.
Your point is fair. He has helped turn Detroit around.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Elliot, is it fair for me to have revoked Joe's Sirianni guy card?
Well, definitely. Joe was never really a Sirianni guy. It was always very, you know.
Yeah, I don't think if it were up to Elliot, I don't think you ever would have gotten
what
the card.
What gets lost in this is I Sirianni was my guy to hire during the cycle. I said that he's the guy. Second, I had Sirianni 17 on my list last year, moved him up to 8. That's a big jump.
Well, there's just two not Sirianni guy lists.
Well, I wasn't a Sirianni guy 1 year ago.
Behind Dan Campbell, I think, revokes your Sirianni guy card.
Born again Sirianni guy.
Yeah.
I moved him up from, sorry, never mind, 17 to 8. That's a big jump.
Whatever the opposite of born again is now what we're doing okay. with the Sirianni guy thing. Kyle's trash. This was before I said a single word today, mind you. I didn't do anything. And it only probably got worse for them from there. So, yep. Do you remember the Phillies got no hit in the World Series?
Yeah.
Care to comment?
What is that?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. These people are insane.
Well, we talk about clutch.
Yeah.
Like the 2022 team? Is that what he's talking about?
Yeah, I guess.
That actually gets underrated as an all-time choke job.
Disagree.
Well, they shouldn't have beat the Astros, but to get no hit in the World Series when you were
it was
up
bad.
Is pretty bad.
It was tough.
Would you say the 0-1 Sixers choked against
hits,
the Lakers?
No.
It's pretty similar.
Yeah, losing three straight.
The Astros were way better.
Yeah, but getting no hit is a different level.
No, I know.
Level.
I was there standing behind the Astros family section.
I was in Houston when it happened. Because the Eagles were playing the Texans.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next night.
Kyle has to do something about this. I don't know what.
The shirt.
Yeah. No, well, I think it might have been trying to rein you guys in, but then they heard me speak, and then I think I was a lost cause.
See, I would think it'd be somewhat of a positive day for me since I'm defending Jalen.
You are. Oh, you're held in very high regard in the chat today.
Love to see it.
Yep. It's Elliot's cooking, all of this. Whenever you agree with whatever's being said, cook, dude.
I will say, and Joe, you can relate to this. As two people that have certainly been in the minority of opinions over the past years, it does feel kind of nice to be in the majority for once. Like, I firmly believe what I'm saying about Jalen. It's just not often a spot
you're
I find
the
myself.
It's
in
a good way to be.
No, but I believe it. No, and what's crazy is you were a pro Jalen guy before too. You were on the same page.
None of us are anti Jalen.
Nah,
we just
don't say what you want.
We just don't go too far with it.
We can all hear it.
No, there are just lunatics out there who can never get enough.
Yes, saying the Super Bowl MVP is a top quarterback in the NFL is a lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to defend the rest of the roster who's been lost to this was Jalen's season. Best roster anyone's ever seen here. Actually, Jalen Hurts carried.
I would love to watch McNabb listen to the radio now when all we talk about is the roster around him. With McNabb, it's all he never won the game.
Yeah, we've lost our minds.
One more quick thing, and this is a twofer.
Okay.
I just found this hilarious. This is rage bait from Joe Giglio.
Nice.
And then another comment.
Putting Chase Utley on the top five for the last...
Well, hold on. Obvious rage bait from ESP.
Yes, naturally.
Okay, so?
So it's a rage bait battle.
That's
got to
be the Joel, I would think.
Choose your rage bait, yes.
No, this was within like 2 minutes of each other.
Oh, okay. That's great.
So, it was the classic like stupid, like dumb question, obviously it's this, and then... Dumb question, obviously it's the other thing.
Yeah. Those are my favorite in the Twitter responses.
This is obvious, yet it's 50-50 on the results.
Exactly,
right. This was a fun show today. All right, we got to give our giveaway the Phillies tickets for Tuesday night. I think we should go with Rich. He had the Dave Matthews Band. Where was it in Colorado?
Red Rock. I have not been, but my wife's been. It is crazy. You have to look up pictures of
it. All right, Rich, you're the winner of the prize. So you're going to the Phillies game on Tuesday night. Elliot, thank you for filling in for Hugh. You're on tomorrow for Go Birds?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so next week.
No.
Nope.
Flat out no. No way.
No.
Elliot, we'll talk to you next week. So will we. Afternoon show next, I believe it is Broads and Al?
Al Morgani.
From Chickies. They're
I'll be
up
on
next.
A three with them.
There could be some fireworks.
Oh, you're on a three with them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when you're on next. All right, Elliot's back in an hour. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.